Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a DMS Hope Life podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your time, participation, and presence in this time of dedicated and facilitated prayer. The goal here is to connect spiritually to your professional growth as an industry leader. I'm praying with and for world-class leaders, day ones, one of ones, culture shapers, world changers, empire builders, history makers, kingdom catalysts, gatekeepers, moguls, and innovators. Together, we are turning our heart toward God for direction, inspiration, and edification through the power of prayer. In this space, you are welcomed, safe, supported, valued, and appreciated. I am Dionne Marie, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to seek God with you. Join me now in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind and direct your thoughts toward God. With your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment with your body, mind, and soul. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this experience. Center yourself right now, right here, in this special moment. Let's pray and declare God's grace. John 15 and 7 says, "If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Today, God, we come to you first to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for keeping us, protecting us, loving us, God. Thank you for shaping us, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being God, divine, sovereign, full of grace, mercy, love. Thank you, God. Thank you for being unlike anyone else, anything else. Thank you for being who you are. Who you are to us. Who you are through us. Who you are in us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, God. We exalt you, we lift you up, we magnify you, oh God, above everything, above everyone. Oh God, how we love you. God, we love you so much that we take this time, oh God, to come before you, knowing that you hear our heart. Knowing that you know our future and you know our past. God, you're so good. You are so good to us. You've kept us all of these days and in all ways. God, as we go forward into this week, guide our tongue. We know that there is life and there is death in our tongue. Our mouth can speak life to situations and circumstances, and our mouth can be destructive. So God, watch over how we communicate over the course of this week and as we go forward into the year and into next year. Specifically, watch over how we communicate, how we write, how we speak, our body language, how we communicate our thoughts and our intentions, oh God. Help us to be more mindful. Help us to be more creative. Help us to be more concise and clear in how we communicate our ideas, our needs, our decisions, our vision. Help us, God. Help us to speak clearly. Help us to write clearly. Let us be mindful of the unique skill that we have to master in communicating, oh God. Communicating with different groups and across different boards, with different units of business, oh God, with our peers, with our superiors. Are we saying something that we don't mean to say? Help us to identify when the message is not clear. Help us to be courageous enough to say what needs to be said. As we write, oh God, slow us down. Slow us down, oh God, so that we can reread, not read just once, but reread what we've written. Slow us down so that we can see the words that we are printing, see the words that we are sharing, see the words that we are giving to people when we share our thoughts, when we share our decisions, when we share our reviews. And God, where our words are cutting, help us to be more compassionate and understand that there's a person on the other side of that communication. Help us to understand that there's a person with thoughts, with feelings, with needs, with hopes on the other side, receiving the messages that we're sending, whether it's written or verbal or communicated through our body. God, let us be clear. Let us be confident. Let us be cordial in our communications. Let us be consistent. Help us to be able to identify where we need help in our communication. Let us be mobile and agile enough, flexible enough to make changes where necessary. To be confident enough to know when we need to make a change. And to be accepting of that revelation, oh God. Help us when ego comes into play. Give us more experiences to write, oh God. Give us more experiences to review, oh God. Sharpen our eye to see where we need to make edits, either in what we say or what we write and how we share. Bring clarity. Bring time and energy so that we can focus. We can be clear. We can get to the point. We can cast a vision. we can persuade. We can use the tool of being constructive, creative in our communications, God. We thank you for the opportunities that are going to come, that are going to cause the need for us to write, to speak, to share. And we will be mindful, oh God. We will be mindful of how we do it, the methods that we use, the measurements that we use, the mindset that we have when we communicate with others. Bring it to our attention, oh God, when there are errors, when there's a need for adjustment. Help us to be clear. Help us to be clear so that when we do communicate, those that receive the communication can identify the message in its fullness, in its intent, in its engagement, and act accordingly, O God. We thank you for this blessing. We thank you for this blessing. We don't take our means of communication. We don't take our ability to communicate. We don't take our opportunities to communicate for granted. We thank you for our platforms. We thank you for the skill. We thank you for the talent. We thank you for the gifting. We thank you that we will become better communicators, better writers, better speakers. We thank you for the opportunity to elevate our ability to clearly communicate. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for this blessing and many others. Amen. Amen. Ashe and amen. Psalm 66 and 19 says, "But truly God has listened. God has attended to the voice of my prayer. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank God for the covering of your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily tasks." Ashe and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friends. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, and CastBox. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing.